This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root back for the actual launch of the show, the real open. That was the pregame. And what a pregame it was. I love my commentary. What a trade. Hong Kong for California. We win with that one in so many ways. God will be gaining millions of people who love capitalism and who do nothing but make money. Hong Kong is a money machine. And who love and appreciate Donald Trump and who will vote Republican for the rest of all time. You know what Hong Kong's like? Cuba. You know, when we got all those Cubans, everybody who came here was a capitalist. And the ones who stayed in Cuba were communists. But the ones who came here, all capitalists. Cuban people are great people. They're the only Hispanics that vote overwhelmingly Republican. I love Cubans. I'll take all I can get. And I hear a lot of Venezuelans who come here are all Republicans, too. Because once you've tasted communism and socialism, like the people of Cuba and Venezuela, you become a lifelong staunch capitalist. Well, I'm telling you, the people of Hong Kong have now tasted communism. They didn't know what it would be like with China in charge. Now they know, and they would be great Americans. Whereas the people of California, they're morons. You know, they're like the frog sitting in a boiling pot, but you have it boiling just low enough that they don't know they're dead until they're boiled to death. You just boil them in water slowly. They don't know what's happening. That's what's happening in California. It's not like it's overnight communism. It's very slowly moving towards the fact that it is now Cali, Mexico. It's not the United States anymore. It's a version, an annexation of Mexico. And Mexico's a socialist nation. And California is now, you know, a territory of socialist Mexico. Let's talk about a couple things before I get to the important news, the impeachment news. I want to mention very quickly a couple things that I've been right about. First of all, I told you again and again that I love America so much, I would never kneel for the flag, I would never kneel for the national anthem, I would never kneel for you know, anything that America represents. But that doesn't mean I have to like government employees. And I know, just like Trump once said, you know, not everybody from Mexico is bad. He didn't say that. He said lots of bad people are coming from Mexico, but there's some good ones too, and that's absolutely true. I feel that way about government employees. There's some really nice government employees, especially cops and firemen. But overall, most government employees suck. Now, why do I say that? Two reasons. Number one, I've said on this show that government employee pensions are going to kill us. Doesn't matter if I love every government employee and the nicest people in the world. Their pensions are destroying our country and bankrupting our country. And there's a new story out. Former Illinois pension chief says the U.S. pension system is inherently unstable and will require a federal bailout. Trillions and trillions of dollars are owed in one county, Cook County, which is Chicago. Hundreds and hundreds of billions are owed. I think it's two bordering on $300 billion in pensions that can't be paid. They're not even payable. There's no money backing them up. And in America, it's trillions and trillions of dollars and growing bigger every day. And I don't care how nice you are. I don't care how hard you worked your whole life. I work 16 to 18 hours a day in the private sector, and I don't have a pension. I don't know how anybody could pay someone for not working. The day you retire, you get two-thirds or three-quarters of your working salary for the rest of your life, and you think that's affordable? I've said this before on TV. It doesn't matter if I like you or not. I could love government employees. You can't pay people that. $100,000 a year, $200,000 a year, $300,000 a year, $400,000 a year. There are government employees making that kind of money all over this country, mostly on the state level, by the way. Federal level doesn't pay that kind of money. But the state level, yes, and especially in California and New York and Illinois. All these deep blue liberal states pay $300,000 and $400,000 pensions. It's insanity. I've said this before. If you ran a pizzeria this way, you'd walk in and buy a slice of pizza, and they weren't just paying for the 8 employees on the premises. They were paying for all the people who've been working at the pizzeria since 1950 who aren't there anymore, and they're all getting $100,000 a year. You'd have to pay $800 for a slice of pizza. You know, on a sale day, it'd be $799 for a sale piece of pizza. That's what you have to pay if you get pensions in the private sector. No small businessman could survive paying pensions to people who don't work anymore. So, I told you so. These are experts. Former Illinois pension chief. The U.S. pension system, inherently unstable, will require a federal bailout. There isn't enough money in the world to pay all the pensions promised for government employees. But here's the real problem. So many government employees, and now we're not, again, we're not talking about the ones I like cops and firemen. We're talking about federal government employees. Here are people that are, in my opinion, mentally unstable control freaks. There's something wrong with them. A new Rasmussen poll is out, and they ask the American people, okay, should federal or state governments ban speech by individuals that a majority of Americans believe to be offensive, including speech considered to be racist or sexist? So basically, let me simplify for you. This is a poll by Rasmussen, the most accurate poller in America, asking, should we ban free speech if you don't like it? And the average person says, of course, no. That's what America's about, no. Only 18% of retired Americans want the government to ban any kind of speech. 26% of entrepreneurs, 25% of private sector workers, 31% of all other workers say, yes, we'll ban free speech. Do you know that 42% of government employees say we should ban offensive free speech? If they don't like it, they want to ban it. And 62% of those government employees who said they want to ban free speech want violators jailed, put in prison for speech that offends them. And you wonder why our country's in so much trouble. Wayne Root loves you. It loves our country, loves our flag, loves the national anthem. But I would kneel for government employees because there's something wrong with you. See, obviously, you're going to hate what I'm saying. I'm reporting the truth. And if you're watching right now, you're going, Wayne Root says our pensions are too high. Wayne Root says that he's telling you the poll that we believe in banning free speech and imprisoning free speech. We got to ban Wayne Root and we got to imprison Wayne Root. That's sick. And what makes it sick is, hear me out. I'm a conservative. I'm a Goldwater Reagan Trump conservative. And I'm a smaller government guy. And yes, I don't like government. But you as a government employee, I would never ban anything you say. I don't like it. I want to defeat you at the ballot box. I don't want to ban you. I don't want to jail you, imprison you. I don't want to rule your life. Rule or ruin your life. But you obviously want to rule mine. And you want to ruin mine. You're watching right now and you're a government employee. You want to ban my ability to say that we can't pay the pensions anymore. You want to ban my ability to say that you are sick people if you believe that free speech should be banned if it's offensive or racist. Or put them in jail for it. There's something wrong with you. It's not right. And I've always said the people who gravitate to government work very often are control freaks. This is the proof. Rasmussen's come up with the proof. And you can't blame Rasmussen. All they do is ask a question. You are the proof. The government employees. You answered the questions and you proved that you are unfit to leave this country. Unfit to get a lifetime job. To never be fired. No matter how incompetent you are or how bad you are, how evil you are, you can never be fired. You know, school teachers sit in rubber rooms. You know what that means? They accuse you of raping a child. And even then, you can't be fired because you have a government employee contract and a union that protects you. Government union contract and a union that protects you. And so they send you to a rubber room where you can sit and read the newspaper 8 hours a day for the next 10 years till your case is heard. And then you still may keep your job and get sent back to the school if they find you innocent. And if they find you guilty, you probably do then get fired, but you get your pension. This is crazy. You can never fire a government employee. You can never get rid of a government employee. And you got to pay them for almost their full salary for the rest of their lives after they stop being an employee. I don't know, folks. And these are the people that want to control my life and your life. These are the people that want to ban conservatives because they find our speech offensive or racist. What makes it racist? You know who the racists are? government employees, politicians, liberals, Democrats. They must be the racists because under Obama, black people did terrible. Under Obama, Hispanics did terrible. I'll bet you want to ban me for telling the truth. You know where black people and Hispanics did well? Under Trump. So who's the racist? Trump's doing better for blacks and Hispanics than any president since Reagan. So in this century, the two best presidents for black people and Hispanics have been Reagan and Trump. Republican, conservative, both of whom you called racist. And all the people that are so great to you, including the one who was black, Obama, did nothing for the black people. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nothing. Kamala Harris, by the way, who thought she'd be the first female black president of the United States following in Obama's footsteps, drops out of the race today before even getting to a primary. She never even got defeated in a primary. She never even tested her ability to do well in a primary. She's out of money. She's broke. She's in debt. She's busted. She's out. She doesn't even know why. She probably thinks it's because she's black. She probably thinks it's because she's a woman. You know why, Kamala? Because I said it. I'm the only guy bold enough to say it on TV, and I'll say it again. I'm a libertarian. Do what you want in your bedroom. Have sex with anyone you want. But if you have sex on the taxpayer dime, if you have sex with Willie Brown and gives you a government job, and you make hundreds of thousands of dollars in the following years with government taxpayer-funded jobs, and that paid your early career, and then you think you deserve to be president, that's not about sex. That's about ripping off the taxpayers. And everybody's whispering about you, Kamala, and they've been doing it since you ran. You were Willie Brown's mistress. You had sex with a married man in order to get government jobs and rip off taxpayers because you didn't deserve those jobs, and you would have never gotten them without having sex with Willie Brown. You can't be president of the United States. Everyone's been talking about you. Didn't you know that? Kamala, come on. You should be watching the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe pillow. Well, now, through the radio listener special, and there's a lot of things you can save to the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the deluxe MyPillow premium pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now, and yourself and a loved one Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Remember, I was talking last... First, a little housekeeping. Let me start with something else. I got to segue back to radio for a minute, even though we're on national TV and radio right now. Lee Elsie is my guest host so often when I'm away, and also sometimes on Tuesdays and Thursdays I grab an extra hour to conduct business. I'm probably the only TV host in America who is a businessman first and a host second, and I've got multiple businesses to run, and I like to grab an extra hour sometimes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and Lee Elsie just wonderfully fills in for me, and my audience loves him, and he did it again today, and I just want to thank him. I saved it for national TV because I wanted to get the most exposure possible for my man, Lee Elsie, who's one of the most underrated radio hosts in the United States of America. The guy is fabulous, and before long, he will be a national host, a la Wayne Root, a la Rush Limbaugh, a la Sean Hannity. Fantastic. Operates out of Hartford, Connecticut, WJJF, in New London, Connecticut, and other stations throughout the state of Connecticut and Suffolk, Long Island, and New York. We reach all those places with the Wayne Root Show at night and Lee Elsie in the morning. Thank you, Lee. Really do appreciate it. Second of all, I mentioned about pensions and how many government employees are, some of them, lazy and useless and incompetent. Some of them are great, but they don't all deserve $100,000 pensions. Even the good ones, it's hard to rationalize a $100,000 pension or a $200,000 pension or $300,000. But I do want to make sure I separate police and fire, I already said that, and military pensions. I want to make sure all the ex-military out there know you earned your pensions, you risked your life, you sacrificed for your country. Completely different thing. Just like I'm always criticizing, all forms of welfare and all forms of entitlements and all forms of handouts, but you notice I never criticize Social Security and Medicare. You know why? You earned it and you paid into it. It's not welfare. It's not a handout. It's not an entitlement. Welfare is something that you didn't earn. Someone just gives you money. No one's giving you money for Medicare and Social Security. You paid into it your whole life. Totally different thing. Same thing with a military pension. If you fought and risked your life, or at least were willing to fight and risk your life, guess what? You deserve your military pension. If you're a cop and you risk your life, you deserve your pension. Completely different thing than secretaries and janitors and guys and gals who sit behind desks working as government bureaucrats. Completely different. Want to make sure I make that point. Now let me make another point along those same lines. New study is out, and U.S. students show zero improvement on international tests. Just another example of what I try to tell you every day. Teachers unions come to us every day and say the students' performance stinks, and it's because we need more money. And my argument is, you mean you'll teach better if we pay you more money? You mean you were purposely teaching badly because we paid you too little, and now you're going to pick up your game? Of course not. You're going to teach the same if I pay you $120,000 a year than if I pay you $60,000 a year. So why should I pay you more? If you could find a better job, go get one. You decided to work for the money that teachers were paid. You deserve to be paid what teachers are paid. It's not saying I don't like you. I'm just saying you're not going to teach the kids any better if I pay you double. New study out, U.S. students show no improvement on international tests. The more we pay to teachers unions, the worse the test results get. So if we're going to pay you more, and I have no problem paying you more, so let me correct if you think I'm saying pay teachers less. No. Let's pay them based on performance. And if there's no improvement on tests versus other students around the world, you get no improvement in your salary. You get no raise. But if you are able to increase it, you increase your salary. Everything should be based on performance. And when it comes to government employees, nothing is based on performance. Wayne Root's entire life's performance. If I don't perform well, I get fired. Not only by the network Newsmax, not only by the network USA, but also by my sponsors. It's very simple. They do well, they renew each month. If they don't do well, they fire us. And I got to go find new sponsors or I get fired because they don't have enough sponsors. Everything's like that in my life. I'm paid on commission or performance in every single thing I do. So why shouldn't you be based on your salary, your income, your compensation? Be based on performance. Everybody should be. There should be a base for teachers and other government employees, and then you get more if you actually perform well, and there are set amounts of goals, and you achieve them, and you get results. But we're not getting results out of teachers in this country. The kids aren't good or bad because of teachers. You know why they're good or bad? Because they got a dad in the home, and they got a mom and a dad who give a damn. You find me a kid who does well in school, it's because he has parents or she has parents that care, and most importantly, have a dad in the home. That's how you guarantee good performance for American kids in school. It ain't because you pay teachers double or triple or quadruple. We tried it the teachers union way, and it doesn't work. Swiss America coming up next. Speaking of performance, gold has performed fabulous. Silver, fabulous this year. One of the highest flyers in the entire world of assets this year. And who's the biggest name for 35 years? Swiss America. Who's their spokesman? Pat Boone. Free report, free DVD. Up next. Watch it, call them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final report from the House Intelligence Committee accuses President Trump of abusing his power. It alleges a scheme by President Trump to coerce an ally to solicit foreign election interference. Republican Congressman Ben Klein reacts to the 300-page document being released less than 24 hours before the Judiciary Committee begins their impeachment proceedings.
I am finally in possession of the 300-page report from the Intelligence Committee. As a member of the Judiciary Committee, we have to have a hearing on this tomorrow. It's a sham. It's an outrage. The American people should be very outraged at this travesty of justice that's occurring.
The Virginia Republican speaking there on Fox News. And your final numbers on Wall Street, a down day as the Dow lost 280 points to close at 27,503. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the road. Okay, I saved the best for last. I went through all the pension stuff and the polls about government employees and teachers' lack of performance for American students, but I didn't get to Trump and the impeachment hearings. I saved that for the second half of the show. Adam Schiff has come out with his articles of impeachment or his charges. His report cites no bribery, even though they've been talking about bribery for months now. No high crimes, only tweets. It's a joke. The House Intelligence Committee, they should call it the House Lack of Intelligence Committee, was released. Their report was released by Chairman Adam Schiff today. It cites no constitutionally permissible grounds for impeachment against President Trump other than tweets. Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution provides that impeachment shall be for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Notably, the framers of the Constitution ruled out maladministration as a reason. In Schiff's 300-page report, Democrats fail to cite any specific grounds for impeaching the president. Notably, though, Schiff and others attempted to argue the president had possibly committed bribery by allegedly asking the president of Ukraine to investigate former VP Joe Biden in exchange for U.S. aid. There's no discussion of bribery whatsoever in the report, other than it references to Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani's claims that Biden might be guilty of bribery because his son was on the payroll of Ukrainian gas giant Burisma. The only reference to any crimes allegedly committed by the president is a discussion of witness intimidation. Schiff and his Democrat majority attempt to argue that President Trump committed that crime by tweeting criticism of witnesses against him, including calling them never-Trumpers. You just gotta laugh. You're a never-Trumper. Send him to jail. He's the mafia. It's an organized crime attempt to hit them, to destroy them, to intimidate them. And Trump is the Gambino crime family because he tweeted that they're never Trumpers. Can you believe this? This is so childish that the only thing you could say is that Adam Schiff is a moron. And that's exactly what Trump said today, that Adam Schiff is a moron. That's exactly it. Let's see if I can find it. I don't know where it is right now. But I know I have White House mocks Adam Schiff impeachment report as the ramblings of a basement blogger. The White House ridiculed the impeachment report released by Adam Schiff as the rantings of a basement blogger. Chairman Schiff's report reads like a basement blogger straining to prove something when there is evidence of nothing. Democrats released a 300-page report. The impeachment inquiry found that President Trump personally and acting through agents within and outside the U.S. government solicited the interference of a foreign government, Ukraine, to benefit his reelection. The report also claimed the president required Ukrainian officials to investigate Biden's role with Burisma. They argue he intimidated witnesses by tweeting criticism of them, describing some of them as never-Trumpers. You know, whether you like it or not, we live in a new world. And me, Wayne Root, and you, and President Trump, and Adam Schiff, we can all tweet out whatever thoughts are in our brain at that moment on Twitter. You can tweet out your exact thoughts instantaneously. That's what you're allowed to do now. It's not a crime. Anybody can tweet, and the president has the same rights as the rest of us. So stop this nonsense. There's an article out that says Democrats consider dirty trick of overcharging Trump with multiple impeachment articles. Desperate Democrats are looking to employ the dirty trick of prosecutors, overcharging President Trump with multiple articles of impeachment. So in other words, if I'm a prosecutor in the United States, and I have no case against you, and I'm about to be embarrassed, I charge you with everything in the book. I charge you with 50 different crimes because I've got nothing to get you on. So it looks so intimidating and so imposing, and it's the large amount of it. You know, it reminds me of when I was in college. I always tell you personal stories on the show. Some of them are flattering. Some of them aren't so flattering. I never studied. In 4 years at Ivy League Columbia University, I never picked up a book, and I got almost 100% straight A's for 4 years. You know how I did that? I'm great at writing like 30-page essays. And the teachers, I really started to believe, are too lazy to ever read a 30-page essay. They ask for like 5-plus pages, but they don't give you a limit. So I would write 30-plus page essays for every single class at Columbia. And the teachers would probably read the first page and then give me an A and say, get rid of them. They don't even want to read 30 pages, and I knew that. So I wrote 30 pages and 40 pages and 50 pages because I'm great at that. That's what I do. That's why I'm a great talk show host. I could talk for hours, and I could write for hours about nothing. Okay? Other people can't do that. Well, I could do it. That got me straight A's. I didn't actually know anything. I just wrote a lot of stuff, and eventually they get tired and they give you an A. And that's what Schiff has just done here. This is the oldest trick in the book that prosecutors have. If you don't have anything, overcharge them with everything and intimidate them and make them plead guilty to something so you don't look like an idiot as a prosecutor. And that's what he did. So what we have here, although the fake Washington Post will never say so, is Democrats playing politics with something as serious as impeaching a duly elected president, overturning a national election. House Democrats are debating whether to expand the articles of impeachment to include charges beyond abuse of power in the Ukraine controversy, setting up a potential clash as the party races to impeach Trump by Christmas time. The reasoning for this has nothing to do with the facts of the case. So here it is. Some moderates see an advantage to multiple articles of impeachment, according to three Democrat officials familiar with conversations who spoke on the condition of anonymity. A few moderates have encouraged leadership to let them vote against some articles of impeachment on the House floor while backing others, a move that would allow centrists taking heat back home to show a degree of independence from their party's left flank and their leadership. So what it's about is you overcharge Trump and hope you get him on something, throw enough crap on the wall and hope something sticks. And number two, you allow the Democrats who have to go home and everybody knows that Trump did nothing wrong, and they get to say, look, there were 10 articles, I voted against 9 of them, but we're going to have to get them on this one. It's an absolute joke. It's littered with assumptions and outright lies, the House Democrat impeachment report. Littered with assumptions and lies. And Trump in London responded, calling Adam Schiff a deranged maniac. I love the way Trump talks. One of a kind. Trump launched another criticism of Chairman Schiff. He said, and this is Trump, I quote, I think he's a maniac. I think he's a deranged human being. I think he grew up with a complex for lots of reasons that are obvious. I think he's a very sick man, and he lies. Trump commented on Schiff during a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in London on his trip for a NATO summit. Trump's critics expressed surprise and disappointment that the president was criticizing a member of Congress. And meanwhile, Schiff announced the case against the president and for his impeachment, publicly released it today while he's meeting with world leaders at a NATO summit. So they're mad that he criticizes a congressman who's evil and who's impeaching him for nothing, and they're not mentioning the fact that they're destroying America's negotiating ability and our leverage by going against the president while he's overseas and he's talking to NATO at a NATO summit. All of our allies are there. What a terrible, embarrassing thing to do, and a way to just take away all the advantage of an American president negotiating with NATO. Earlier in the day, Trump described the Democrat-led impeachment effort as unpatriotic. He criticized Schiff for making up parts of his phone conversation with the president of Ukraine. He lied. If he didn't do that in the halls of Congress, he'd be thrown in jail. Meaning, if Adam Schiff made up a story like that and he wasn't a congressman, and it was a CEO of a company, that's called fraud. And the SEC would indict you. It's amazing. He criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for standing by Schiff, even claiming in an interview that he spoke the truth. Those people are deranged, Trump said. He said, I'd like my people to be testifying, but not in an unfair process like this. So when it's fair, and it'll be fair in the Senate, I'd love to have Mike Pompeo. I'd love to have Rick Perry and many others testify, but I don't want them to testify when it's a total fix, meaning a frame job. All right, let's move on to Kamala Harris. She drops out of the presidential race, and now there's only 15 Democrats running for president. Only. You can't name any of them, right? Other than Biden and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who can you name? Kamala Harris drops out of the presidential race. She announced she's withdrawing in good faith. I can't tell you, my supporters and my volunteers, that I have a path forward. If I don't believe I do, so to all my supporters with deep regret and deep gratitude, I'm suspending my campaign today. She entered the race as one of the top contenders. She drops out without even testing the waters in Iowa or New Hampshire. It was that bad. It's funny because you know the mayor of New York City, de Blasio, dropped out. And he was at zero. And she was so high in the polls. And she was making fun of Tulsi Gabbard. And Kamala Harris winds up dropping out before Tulsi Gabbard. And you know what the result, the response is from the media, the liberal media? They're panicking because with Harris out, the next debate will be all white. What if I said with somebody out, the next debate's going to be all black, and that's not right, and that's not fair, and that's not social justice, and that's not America? It's all blacks running for president. What if I said that? I'd lose my job on TV. So how can you say out loud as a member of the media that it's no good to have a presidential debate and everybody on the stage is white? Isn't that reverse racism? Of course it is. Kamala Harris out of the race because a lot of people felt that she was unqualified to be president of the United States. Simple as that. She had no good ideas. All the Democrats want to take us back to the days of Obama, except times four, the Green New Deal and Medicare for all, everything free, even worse than Obama. All right, we're headed to a break, and then the last segment of the show, and I'll tell you more about what they're saying about Kamala Harris. In the meantime, coming up next, it's the message from my sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. His website, vacationrestoration.com. Are you losing your hair? Is your hair getting thin? Here's a guy that could change your life and give you a free vacation in Las Vegas in the mix right now.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Raw and unfiltered.
Balance of...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
So the Trump campaign, I'm Wayne Allen Root, by the way, deep inside Wayne Manor, country I call Trump Land, inside the War Room, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, on both USA Radio and Newsmax TV. Trump campaign mocks Kamala Harris dropping out and says, congratulations, Tulsi Gabbard, another nobody no one ever heard of, a congresswoman from Hawaii, but she's very spunky and very beautiful, I might add. Tulsi's a good-looking gal, but she's, you know, between 0% and 1% in the polls. Nobody takes her seriously. But Kamala made a very big hit on national TV against Tulsi, just tried to destroy her and wipe her out and got all the applause. And guess who outlasted her? Tulsi. Tulsi's still in the race. Longer than Kamala Harris. No one would have ever expected that. President Trump's re-election campaign ribbed Kamala Harris. Trump's War Room, a Twitter account managed by the presidential campaign, tweeted a congratulatory message to 2020 presidential candidate Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat Hawaii, after Harris suspended her campaign. Gabbard's rivalry with Harris was a mainstay on the campaign trail after the Hawaii Democrat eviscerated the senator's record as a prosecutor at July's primary debate. Harris's campaign aides point to that incident as one of several factors that led to the candidate's summer slump. President Trump's official campaign Twitter account joined in, sharing a silent video of Harris waving goodbye. So the only African-American woman seeking the Democratic presidential nomination is now gone. Tulsi Gabbard bid her farewell as well. Let's see what Tulsi had to say when Kamala Harris dropped out of the race. Thank you, Kamala Harris, for your commitment to fighting for the people, for justice, and holding Donald Trump accountable, said Elizabeth Warren about Kamala Harris. Joe Biden told reporters she is a first-rate intellect, a first-rate candidate, a real competitor, a solid, solid person, loaded with talent. And Gabbard, who has had a fiery back and forth with Senator Kamala Harris, also sent Harris her best wishes. While we disagree on issues, we agree on some issues. I respect her sincere desire to serve the American people. So that's the end of Kamala Harris. For the moment, anyway, because, by the way, I don't believe Joe Biden has a chance in hell. I really don't. Biden's in fourth place in New Hampshire, and I don't think he's going anywhere. We all know that he seems like he's lost his touch and he bumbles and mumbles and stumbles, doesn't know what he's saying, talked about his hairy legs and kids loving to grab his hairy legs and play with his hairs. I've never heard of such a thing in my entire life. It's so bizarre. I'm not even going to say on national TV what it sounds like to me, but I won't say it. But having said that, if Biden were to get the nomination just because there's nobody else that could possibly run against Trump and have any chance at all, if they believe he's their only hope to be a moderate who runs well in a Pennsylvania, and that's how they plan on, you know, getting their nominee, if that's their only thing they got, Joe Biden could very well name Kamala Harris as his VP. Because he's been thinking about naming Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Now, why would you name someone who ran for governor and lost to be your vice president of the United States and on your ticket? Does that make any sense? Wouldn't you choose someone who at least won election, right, who won an election? Makes no sense. She lost Georgia. She's not going to get you Georgia, and she's not going to get you any other state either. But guess who happens to be African-American just like Stacey Abrams? Kamala Harris. Guess who happens to be much more attractive than Stacey Abrams? Kamala Harris. See, I always tell you the truth on TV. Kamala Harris is an attractive woman. Stacey Abrams is not. So if you want an African-American, you want a woman, and you want attractive, which is what works on the campaign trail, you would pick Kamala Harris, not Stacey Abrams. So I don't believe Biden has a chance in hell of being the nominee, but he is the front runner. That's a fact. For the moment, he's the front runner. So if he stumbles and bumbles all the way to the finish line, he probably has Kamala Harris right at the top as a VP nominee. Pretty crazy. All right, I'll finish the show tonight with a traditional Wayne Root rant, right? Because it's something I'm very concerned with. I went on a rant on my radio show, and I believe here on this TV show as well, months and months ago, actually probably over a year ago, whenever it was that Democrats raided the home of, or I'm sorry, Democrats, prosecutors, and the Mueller team raided the home and the office of Michael Cohen, the lawyer for the President of the United States. And they found things that were crimes, had nothing to do with Trump, like taxi medallion crimes. And they wound up indicting him, and he wound up going to jail. This poor guy is in prison. He was the lawyer for the President of the United States, and they invaded his privacy. Now, does that invade the civil rights of the President of the United States? Now the House Democrats go rogue, and they obtain Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani's phone records in an outlandish abuse of President Trump's constitutional rights. My old friend Tom Fitton made a comment. Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch founder, called this an outrageous abuse of President Trump's constitutional rights. I've said this on the show before. I'm going to say it again. All you lawyers are big liberal Democrats all across America, but you must all have Trump derangement syndrome, because you're so blind in your hatred of Trump. You're not seeing that this is the ruination of the legal foundation of the United States of America. You can't allow prosecutors to go after lawyers or to bug lawyers' phones or to get lawyers' phone records to go after their clients. It's not right, and it impinges the free speech and the constitutional rights of President Trump, and it's going to destroy the entire legal system of this country. All right, coming up next, show's over, but don't go surfing yet. Message from my sponsor. My doctor suggests everybody's sick. Everyone I know has a cold or the flu. Most of them the flu, and I don't have them. You know why? Because I keep gurgling and guzzling. My doc suggests Silver Solution. It may be the best defense against colds and flu. Check out the commercial right now and get yourself My Doctor Suggests.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.